every Friday, 10 to 30 local Democrats attend an informal lunch at a local cafe south of Birmingham. They chat about issues affecting the state and their party.
Different factions, if you will, of the Democratic Party will solve itself, but I think some of it comes with finding issues and solutions that resonate with people and help people in their daily lives.
That's Tom Owens. He's referring to the ugly break between Mark Kennedy and the Alabama Democratic Party. Owens wonders if the acrimony between the two will ultimately help or hurt the party.
Could we have a better relationship with the Alabama Democratic Party? Absolutely.
Mark Kennedy is the chairman of the Alabama Democratic Majority.
But you know, I tell folks all the time, just like I tell my kids, you know, when the house is on fire, that's not the time to go out and plant flowers in the garden. Right now, the house is on fire for working class families in Alabama, and we must seek and demand change. And if it takes doing what I need to do to support candidates that will create a new vision for the state, whether they be Republican or Democrat, then I reserve to do what's in the best interest of the family rather than what's in the interest of any political party.
Kennedy's first order of business is to elect a few Democrats to break the Republicans' supermajority. Beyond that, it's to broaden the party's base to include more young professionals, students, and families of all races. He believes the current leadership of the party is ill-equipped to reach these new potential voters. Political experts say an obstacle in expanding the party's base is Joe Reed, chairman of the Alabama Democratic Conference, the black wing of the party. Blacks comprise more than half of the voting public in a primary, and since Republicans have very little outreach to blacks,
the power in the Democratic Party has been wrested from white leadership to black leadership.
Natalie Davis is a professor of political science at Birmingham Southern College.
And while Joe Reed, who leads the Alabama Democratic Conference, is not the chair of the Democratic Party of Alabama, his power inside the party is vast. It's deep, and he has a hold on it.
Nancy Worley replaced Kennedy as the chair of the Alabama Democratic Party. She believes the discord between some power brokers in the Democratic Party and Reed is personal. She says the only people who consider him a hindrance are those who envy his position of influence within the party.
I know there's some jealousy there. I know there's some people that can't live with someone that's built a very fine, well-tuned, well-oiled political organization. And maybe my predecessor's one of those people who just can't deal with somebody else having power. I mean, maybe he wants all power himself.
Joe Reed scoffs at those who complain about his clout within the party. But as he sits behind his desk, he leans back in his chair and smiles as he sizes up Kennedy's new foundation.
They call this a Democratic majority. A majority of what? Where are he going to get his votes from? He's going to elect Democrats. Say he's going to help some independents. Say he's going to help some Republicans. The people in politics got two things that's important in politics. There's votes and money. He's begging for money from other folk. And where are his votes? I don't know.
Not all Democrats are focusing on the rift between Kennedy and the party.
Mark Kennedy picking off a couple of seats in the legislature is just a temporary fix. It's like spraying bug spray on a couple of termites. It's not really getting to solving the problem.
That's Ed Saleva. He's the Alabama State Coordinator for the Progressive Democrats of America. He says anyone getting wrapped up in the Kennedy Party saga is missing the big picture. He thinks the way for Democrats to gain a majority in state government lies in ending petty bickering and working as a team for long-term success.
Let's get the progressives. Let's have a truce between the various factions. And let's look at this as a 4, 6, 10-year thing, which it actually is. There's no way Democrats are going to win in 2014. The only way they can do it is by educating the electorate and getting more voters on their side.
Whether the rift between Kennedy and the party broadens or is bridged, some observers believe this is all just inside baseball for political junkies. Most voters are not interested in inter-party squabbles. What Alabama Democrats are seeking is some wins at the polls, no matter who may lead them there. For WBHM, I'm Les Lavoie.